Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome. It's April the 12th. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, bright and early. We're here stretching out, drinking our third, fourth, and fifth cup of coffee. This is Watch Your Ruth. I'm your host today for this program Here, There, and Everywhere, where we walk into the unthinkable, weird, and the lunatic fringe, exploring the things that you don't want to know about but absolutely need to know. Good morning, family. Lot to talk about today. I participate in a chat room and listen to a program each and every night if I possibly can. I really try to work it into my daily program. It's the Hagman and Hagman Report. And I make a lot of observations when I listen to that program, and any more lately, just observe the chat room. A lot of discord, a lot of people saying, you know, we should do this and we should do that. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But what do we do? We do what's right in our own minds, and we don't do what's right in God's mind. And what does God tell us to do? He says, seek my word, because you will find all the truth in it. All truth is within my word. If you seek it and pursue it each and every day righteously, here a little, there a little, precept upon precept, line upon line, building a foundation. We're going to need a foundation in these end times. And if you think that you're not going to need a good foundation, you're wrong, because the word of God tells you you're going to need one. And if you think you're going to hold the pacifistic view of not protecting yourself and not taking up arms or such, let me remind you what the word of God says. He says, sharpen the battle axe. Get ready to defend your position in my word. So let's do that. Let's do that. Let's get sharpened up. Because since Christ suffered and underwent pain, you must have the same attitude he did. You must be ready to suffer, too. For remember, when your body suffers, sin loses its power. And then you don't have to spend the rest of your life chasing after evil, but will be anxious to always be doing the will of God. Because, family, don't you know that Christ suffered? He died once for your sins. The sins of all of us guilty sinners. Although he himself, he was an innocent man, innocent of any sin at any time, that he might bring us safely home to his Father God. He died through his body, but his spirit lives on. So, trust yourself to trust in Christ your Lord. And then if anyone asks you, why do you believe as you do? You can be ready to tell him, and do it in a gentle, respectful way. Don't snap back at those who say unkind things about you. What does the word of God say? It says pray for God's help for them. For we are to be kind to others. And God then will be able to bless you for it. Try to live in peace. And you, in fact, have to run towards it. And pray hard against those who want to do evil against you. I want to go to a little bit of Proverbs. We really need to understand that much of what's taught in the Bible or in the churches today is not what is actually in the Bible. They don't want you to know what's in this scripture, because then you'd have the power of the Holy Spirit to help you through this period and age of darkness. I want to talk about the darkness. I listened to a program last night, and I got to tell you, some people have got the weirdest ideas about God and who he is. And I can tell you that God doesn't have any darkness in him. God is perfect light. There, within God, there's no darkness. That's what the scripture says. So if the Gnostics or anyone else tells you there's darkness in God, my golly, gee, Wally, let's get out of that. You want to talk about that? You want to talk about that? Give me a call. My call-in number. My guest call-in number is 347-945-5170. This is Watcher Ruth. Do you want to talk to me, sweet talk to me, or even argue with me? Give me a call. Can't you hear the voice of wisdom? She's standing at the city gate and at every fork in the road and at every door of every house. Listen to what she says. Listen, man, she calls, how foolish and naive you are. Let me give you understanding, oh foolish ones. Let me show you common sense. Listen to me. I have important information for you. Everything I say is right and true. I hate lies. I hate every kind of deception. Listen to me. My advice is wholesome and good, and there is no evil in it. My words are plain and clear to everyone who has half a brain. If you would only sit down, take the time to listen to my instruction. For my instruction is more valuable than silver or gold. You may not earn a paycheck pursuing the word of God, but you do grow closer to him. And if you spend your entire life pursuing a paycheck, and you're friendly with the world, you're at enmity with God. Because friends with the world is not friends with God. For the value of wisdom is far above rubies. Nothing can be compared with it. Wisdom and good judgment live together. For wisdom knows where to discover knowledge. And how to discover understanding. If anyone respects and fears God, he will hate evil, for wisdom hates pride, arrogance, corruption, deceit of every kind. I, wisdom, give good advice and common sense. Because I have strength, kings reign in power. I show the judges who is right and who is wrong. Rulers rule well with my help. I love all who love me. And those who search for me, all of those who search for me shall surely find me. And unto them unending riches and honor and glory and justice, and mercy, and righteousness are mine to give you. My gifts are better than any of the purest gold or silver that you pursue upon the earth as earth dwellers. My path and my paths are those that are filled with nothing but justice, and they are always right. Those who love me and follow me, they are wealthy, and I will fill them full of my treasures. The Lord has formed me in the beginning. before he created anything else, from ages past, I am. I existed before the earth began. I lived before the oceans were created, before the springs bubbled forth their waters onto the earth. I was before the mountains and the hills were ever made. Yes, I was born before God made the earth, before God formed the fields and the high plateaus. And I was even there when he established the heaven, and then also when he formed the great springs in the depths of the oceans. I was there when he set the limits of the seas and gave them his instructions not to spread beyond their boundary. I was there when he made the blueprint for the earth and the oceans. I was always at his side, like a little child. I was his constant delight. I was always laughing, and I was always playing in his presence, and how happy I was. When I was with him, I was with what he created, his world, this whole wide world, and all his family of mankind. And so, young men, listen to me. How happy are all who follow my instructions. Listen to my counsel. Don't refuse it. Be wise. Happy is the man that is so anxious to be with me that he watches for me daily. He watches at my gate or waits for me outside of my home. For whoever finds me finds life and wins approval from the Lord. But one who misses me has injured himself irreparably. He has injured himself irreparably. Yeah. Those who refuse me show that they love death. We don't love death. We want life. Store ye not treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust and thief can steal them for you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all else will be given unto you. And if you earnestly pursue God, he will hearken unto you. And if you flee from Satan, he will flee from you. He will flee from you. So be truly glad. There's wonderful joy ahead. Even though we're going through rough times, these trials are only to test your faith, to see whether or not you're strong and pure. You must be tested, as fire tests gold and purifies it. And we will give praise and glory and honor into the day of our King's return, because all honor goes to him, to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that provides endless mercy. He is the one that has given us the privilege of being born again, so that we are now new members of God's own family. Now we live in hope of eternal life because God rose again. We're priceless gifts to him. We're to be operating within his good pleasure. We're to even go ahead and admit that we have faults to one another and pray for each other so that we may be healed. Don't you know that the earnest prayer of a righteous man has the righteous power and the power is in the prayer and the faith that leads to God. We're to do what he tells us to do, coming into Christ and living like he wants us to, like the foundation of rock that he is, the one that God builds every day. We want to be precious to God, precious in our lives, because we know that we live again, and that again will last forever because it comes from Christ. He gave us an ever-living message. He comes, and he tells us that we will not fade away like the grass does, because we have a second life in him. If you fully obey all of the commandments of your Lord Jesus Christ, your God, and all the laws, I will transform you into the greatest nation. These are the blessings that will come onto you, blessings in the city, blessings in the field, many children and ample crops, large flocks and herds, blessings of fruit and bread, blessings when you come in and blessings when you go out. You know, when Job was around, he had a bunch of guys that told him that he wasn't doing very good things. He wasn't living a righteous life. He hadn't done this. He hadn't done that. Job, why don't you just give it up? Job's wife even said, why don't you just curse God and die? Your life hasn't amounted to much, Job. Boy, that went on for quite a while. You read about this and you read about that. God just kind of sits back and lets Job do what he will. He lets the man whisper into his ear terrible things. But we're not to listen to men, because they want to hurt us with darts. They want to harpoon our hearts. They lay in wait. And we're not to listen to the words of men that make void the word of God, especially now, nowadays. So what are we to do? So we want to go to the word of God, and we're going to go to the book of Job, because we're talking about Job, and I want to know what God told Job in 42, chapter 42, God replied, or Job replied to God, I know that you can do anything, and that no one can stop you. You ask who it is who denies your providence. It is I. I was talking about things I knew nothing about, and I didn't understand anything. I was wise in my own mind. Wise in my own mind. I loathe myself. What did God say to Job? Do you still want to argue with the Almighty in chapter 40? Or will you yield? Do you, God's critics have the answers? Are we supposed to listen to God's critics? No. Then Job replied to God, I am nothing. How could I ever find the answer? I lay my hand upon my mouth in silence. I have said too much already. Then the Lord spoke to Job again from the whirlwind. Are you listening to God? Are you going to stand up like a man and brace yourself for battle? Stand up like a man. Brace yourself for battle. Let me ask you a question and give me the answer. Are you going to discredit my justice and condemn me so that you can say you are right? Are you as strong as God? Can you shout as loudly as he? All right, then. Put on your robes of state, your majesty and your splendor. Don't listen to the words of men that want to tear you down, a righteous royal priesthood. They're going to talk into your ear and tell you terrible things about you. Terrible things about the Father God, that he has darkness in him. I'm afraid not. Give vent to your anger, righteous indignation. Let it overflow against the proud. Humiliate the haughty with a glance. Tread down the wicked where they stand. Knock them into the dust. Stone-faced in death. If you can do that, then I'll agree with you that your own strength can save you. Take a look at the behemoth. I made him too. Just as I made you, he eats grass like an ox. See his powerful loins and his muscles of his belly. His tail is straight as a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are tightly knit together. His vertebrae lie straight as a tube of brass. His ribs are like iron bars. How ferocious he is among all of God's creation. Let whoever hopes to master him bring a sharp sword. The mountains offer their best food to him, the other wild beasts and animals on which he preys. We're to be strong. The Lord says, use your power. Use your opportunity. Don't lay down and let men indignantly rip you down of your grace and the robes of state, your majesty, and your splendor that you have. Listen up, family. We are a royal priesthood, a strange and peculiar nation, albeit, but not ones that are fools. God told Job to stop listening to men. Stop listening to those three friends of yours who want to flap their mouths, telling you that you don't have the true love of Jesus Christ that's going to save you. You are to stand up like a man and brace yourself for battle. You are to sharpen the battle axe and speak loudly. No, nothing formed against you in this world can beat the presence of the Almighty God, whose Holy Spirit lives in you. I am angry with you and your two friends. You've not been right in what you've said about me, as your servant Job was. God's not happy with those folks that are disrobing you from your priesthood. Those are the ones that we talked about yesterday, or the day before yesterday. They want to introduce discord. They do evil. They started it and they will finish it. The word of God says in Jeremiah 20:13-23, can the Ethiopian change the color of his skin or a leopard take away his spots? Nor can you, who are so used to doing evil, start to do good. The Father God is keenly aware of their apostasy and their faithlessness. We are ordered to stay away from them. They are spots in our feasts and clouds without water. They are an abomination and they worship idols in the fields and on the hills. They are the ones that roll the eggs underneath the groves. And they worship Ishtar and they don't even know it. They're like wild donkeys. They're always roaming around looking for grass to eat. They continue to sin every day against the Father God. And they no longer will receive his blessing. And in fact, he even goes so far as to say, don't pray for them anymore. When they fast, I will not pay any attention. When they present their offerings and their sacrifices to me, I will not accept them. But what I will give them in return is war and famine and disease. I, the Lord God, have said this. And then, because of that and more, the prophets are telling lies in my name. I didn't send them or tell them to speak or give any message. They prophesy of visions and revelations, and they've never seen or heard. They speak foolishness concocted out of their own lying hearts. Are we listening to them? Are we wall builders listening to blind prophets? Leading blind followers who walk blindly into the ditch right behind the blind prophet. So, what does he say? He says, once again, a message came to me from the Lord God. He said, son of dust, tell your people, when I bring an army against a country and a people of the land, choose a watchman. And when he sees the army coming and blows the alarm to warn them, then if anyone hears the alarm and refuses to heed it, well, if he dies, the fault is his own. For if he heard the warning and wouldn't listen, the fault is his. If he had heeded the warning, he would have saved his life. But if the watchman sees the enemy coming and doesn't sound the alarm and warn his people, then he is responsible for their death. They will die in their sins, but I will charge the watchmen with their death. So with you, son of dust, I have appointed you as a watchman for the people of Israel. Therefore, listen to me, what I'm going to say, and then warn them. Because when I say to the wicked, oh, wicked man, you're going to die in your sin, and then you don't tell him what I said, so that he doesn't and ever will not repent, then he will die in his sin. As soul, I will account on to you. Don't be responsible for the death. Warn him so that he will repent. And if he doesn't, he will die in his sin, but you will not be responsible. If a good man turns to evil, he will die. If a wicked man turns from his wickedness, he shall live. Take each and every day to be thankful. Thankful that the Lord went to the cross for you and that you're part of the family of God. You're listening. You have eyes to see and ears to hear. You are royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, and you are a leader, because the Spirit leads you in a way that is touched and holy and anointed. Remember, holy, anointed, royal priesthood, followers of Melchizedek. God loves you in a mighty, powerful way, and so do I. If you're listening in archive, you rock. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. See you in a couple days. God willing. Hallelujah and amen.